All right. Hi, everyone. This is Alyssa Cooper. Welcome to the ICG call. We're about 1 minute after the hour, so I think we should get started. Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
Great. So, as usual, Alice is taking role in the Adobe Connect room. Do we have anyone who's on the call who's not in the Adobe Connect room?
Elise Garrick is not in the Adobe Connect room.
Thanks, Lars. Okay, great. Alice will keep taking role as usual. So the agenda for today is we have first minutes approval from the last call. You're looking at the minutes on your screen, and Samantha has, I believe, incorporated the edits that were discussed on the mailing list up until a few hours ago. So the first question is if anyone objects to adopting the minutes from the 8th teleconference.
This is Daniel. I just 5 minutes ago suggested a small edit to one of the things I said. If that could be made, it would be fine.
Okay, I see that edit. Looks fine to me. I have no problems with that. Anyone else on the minutes? Okay, great. So I think we can consider the minutes approved with the one more change from Daniel. Thank you very much, Samantha, for putting those together. The next item on the agenda is Secretariat update. Unfortunately, we don't have much of an update. There have been some kind of personal matters that have delayed things a little bit, so we don't have any further information that we can share on this call. But hopefully, very soon, there will be information that can be shared. I don't know, Adiel, if you wanted to say anything else about that. I see we have a bit of a queue, so well, maybe we can go through the queue. Jean-Jacques. Well, I'm not hearing Jean-Jacques. He's speaking. I also see Daniel in the queue. Can we try Daniel?
Yeah, hello. I'm just wondering whether the Secretariat selection team can give us any indication on when they expect that we have this done. I know it's kind of a unfair question, but still, I think it's on the mind of, I would assume it's on the mind of many of us.
Hello, this is Jean-Jacques. Can anyone hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Go ahead, and then we'll take Daniel's question afterwards.
Yes, thank you. I was saying there are two things which are different. On the one hand, whatever we are ready or not to give in public. And on the other hand, the preparatory work by the subcommittee of which I'm a member. Now, I can understand that there have been maybe various hindrances of a personal or professional nature which have not made it possible for some to go forward with this. But I suggest that if Adil or anyone else has a problem with the timetable on this particular item, then he could delegate that to another member of the team to keep things going with the staff of ICANN, in the, especially with procurement staff, to make sure that the various steps are being followed and that we will not fall too far behind in the preparation of the choice and the contracting of an external secretariat. So I'm very much aware that Adil was extremely tied up with his African meeting, and I'm just saying that all the same, in spite of that or other hindrances, the other members of the team should go forward and report to Adil as we go along. Thanks.
So I think we now have Adil on the call. Oh, he's waiting for his mic to get activated. So let's give him 1 second. I will just say that from my perspective, none of the delays have anything to do with anyone on the ICG. So I think everyone on the ICG has done essentially everything they can to make this happen as quickly as possible. But we'll let Adil speak to that. Looks like his mic is activated. Patrick, did you want to jump in there?
Sure, I can try to explain what the situation is. The situation and one of the reasons why we cannot talk about the this in detail has to do with procurement rules, and this it is simply the case that individuals that are working with the actual procurement process had personal matters which has delayed information to the various applicants on the current status. And as long as that is not finalized, it is not possible to talk about the current situation. Regarding the in detail, because, for example, the parties that are number 2 and 3 in line has to be informed according to appropriate procurement rules, and before that is done and before the actual final negotiations and the contract is signed and the ink is dry, it is hard to move forward. That said, what we have done in the leadership of ICG with the help of some ICG members is to prepare the discussions regarding, for example, who is doing what regarding the separation of tasks between ICG, ICANN, and the incoming secretariat. And as soon as the actual negotiation is ready, I think that we have a short startup phase as possible. So that's so to answer Daniel's question. As far as I understand, it has to do with a few days of work. The problem is that those few days of work was something that I personally expected to happen 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago. I still hope that can happen this week, and then we're done. So it is very short, sort of few more steps to be done, but it's unclear to me when it actually will happen. And at the moment, I'm not really holding my breath, and I don't want to, and I cannot promise anything.
Yes, hi. I'm not able to raise my hand there. Just to add to, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, Adil.
Yes, to add to what Patrick just said, I think what is remaining is a very, very little, and that has nothing to do with us from our side. As you all know, this, from the logistical perspective, it is ICANN that is driving this, and Vivek has been on leave, emergency leave for family reasons for the past 2 weeks or so. And unfortunately, there was no one else at ICANN that was following this particular thing. So I think from the mail and information we have received from Xavier, which all the chair and co-chair were in copy of, they are trying to get this done as soon as possible when they got more information from Vivek. So the reality is that the resolution of this is out of our hand, and it is from ICANN perspective, which is one of the backside of having them running the legal and administrative part of this. So we just have to wait for them to finalize the contractual negotiation, I mean, the bit that is remaining, and so that's the work starts. In that there is one aspect of it that we have requested, and that is still pending in that contractual negotiation, is the mitigating point of the conflict of interest, the wording that will be added to the contract, and that is also one the piece that is still remaining right now. So we are waiting for ICANN to get hold of Vivek and or somebody else inside there to take up the file and get up to speed.
Thank you, Ariel. Jean-Jacques.
Thank you, Alicia. This is Jean-Jacques. Thank you, Ariel, for the explanation. As a member of the subcommittee which was appointed to prepare this, I formally request now, and would like to see that reflected in the minutes, I formally request that for any of these dealings, the members of the subcommittee should be informed by email. I was not aware that there was a problem where it was located. I thought wrongly that it was Adil or someone else on the leadership team who had a conflict of calendar possibilities, and I'm glad that's not the case, but it's very embarrassing to not be able to address the question when you're supposed to be part of the team which is supposed to deal with it. Now, Patrick, I heard your remarks, but I find this not satisfactory that I was not informed, of course, not in a public way, but at least by email, or perhaps by a Skype conversation. So I formally request that this method be reestablished. Thanks.
Thank you. I think, Ariel, can we give you that action to...
Jean-Jacques, I take that on me. I apologize for not keeping all the group in the loop of those discussions. Quite frankly, there was no concrete action from that, and I didn't really thought of forwarding or adding you to the loop as the chair and the co-chair were informed of this. But I'll forward you all the communication and keep you on the loop. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, I think we are done with that. I don't see anybody else in the queue.
Okay, great. So moving on to the next topic, which is proposal finalization process. I'm going to attempt to share from my own desktop. I saw that there were, at least for me, a bunch of emails came in over the evening. So, one second. A little bit of technical difficulty. Okay, can folks see my screen?
I can see it.
Okay, great. So this, and I'm sorry, I have to share my whole screen because I don't have two monitors today. So you're looking at the rest of my screen as well. So this is the
latest version, which is version 4, as edited by Wolf Ulrich, or really he just inserted a couple of comments. And I wanted to start at the bottom because I think this step number 5 has received some of the more substantive comments and changes over the various edits, and I know that there were also a couple of comments that just came in about it. So this is a sequence of steps at the very end that relate to proposal submission. This is how it stood a few hours ago, but perhaps if I could ask, I think Manal and Adiel both had further comments on this, and anyone else who would like to comment will attempt to both run the queue and share my screen at the same time if possible. So please raise your hand if you would like to speak, and I will try to figure out how to see the queue. Okay, go ahead, Manal.
Thank you, Alyssa, and sorry for the late sending, but again, I have just agreed with the suggested proposal, but I had only two remarks on this. The first was that I'm more inclined to linking the first two bullets in one bullet, because as the bullets stand now, they give the sensation that they are sequential steps and that this may have a period of time in between, which I don't think is the case. I think we're going to post the final proposal online and at the same time send it also to the ICANN board. So if my understanding is right, then I'd rather we have them both in one bullet that would read the ICG will post the final proposal on its public website and transmit it to the ICANN board. So this was the first suggestion. The second suggestion was regarding bullet C. And I was suggesting to add at the beginning of the sentence, something like as conveyed by the ICANN board or as communicated by the ICANN board, and then start the sentence. The board will send the final proposal to NTIA without making any changes and so on. I think this would accurately describe the current situation without having to go through verbs like the GAC expects or understands or even speak on behalf of the board and say the ICANN board will. So I thought it's better that at the beginning of the sentence we say that we've got to know this from the board themselves. So thank you.
Thank you, Manal. I am trying to live edit a little bit, and we'll see if others approve these changes. I think they're fine and unobjectionable. Patrick, can I ask you to run the queue because I'm a little tight on screen space, and I think it would be better than if you can keep an eye on the queue and chat room and run the queue, and then I'll do the editing. Is that okay?
No problem at all. Jean-Jean?
Thanks.
Jean-Jacques, we don't hear you.
Yes, this is Jean-Jacques. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Hello. Good, thank you. Going on Manal's suggestions, I approve it when she says that we could collapse former A and B. That has now been done. And also, I had a problem with the fact that we were saying ICANN board shall or will do this or that. So we cannot stipulate for third parties. But I think that the formula which has just been included by Elisa is fine. as could the ICANN board, the board will, etc., etc. And if that problem occurs anywhere else in the text, but I haven't had time to check, we should also correct it. In other words, we cannot stipulate for other parties. The ICG can only encourage or expect or do things like that, but we cannot say the ICANN board will. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Daniel?
Yeah, Daniel, I agree with Manal's combining A and B, that's already there. I suggested the language, and I agree with it, that Alyssa just added to what's now B, as conveyed by the ICANN board. I think it needs a little bit more wordsmithing, because the second sentence there is also stated by the ICANN board, that they'll post any accompanying communication, and I would make it communication rather than letter, because there could be multiple. And that needs to be so one sentence, because that's also what the ICANN board conveyed. On C, I think we can be a bit more presumptive in the sense that we could say something like the ICG expects that the ICANN board will participate in the available and so forth, together with the other part of the community. And I would even suggest to add, in order to prevent any last-minute contention. So to make it very, very clear that we expect the discussion to happen before the final transmission, and that we would be surprised, unpleasantly surprised, if issues were raised at the last minute. I think it's important to express that. And I put that in an email that I sent at 10:54 UTC.
Thank you, Daniel. And as Alyssa, I don't see what people write in the chat, let me just step in and say what I can see people saying here. I see that Daniel wrote, agree with Manel to combine A and B, and then we heard his comments. I saw Milton. Okay, now you're looking yourself. Okay, good. There is also a question whether you could zoom in the document from 125% to maybe a little bit wider. Milton? Milton, we don't hear you. Yeah, I understand that you're talking, but we don't hear anything, and I don't see any indication on the microphone in Adobe Connect that there is any sound coming. Yes, it worked earlier. I also heard your voice, so this is a little bit strange. One thing to note to people, given that I'm using the voice system as chair of ESSA quite a lot, it is possible to dial in using Skype, an 800 number from everywhere where you have an internet access, which means that if you have Adobe Connect,
Hello.
Oh, now I hear you, Milton.
No,
please go on.
Okay. I don't understand what you're trying to do with B, this as conveyed by the ICANN board. I just don't understand that. Literally in English, what is being conveyed? You mean as conveyed by the ICG to the board?
So, this is Alyssa. I think the idea here is that, and I was going to suggest a little bit more clarity on this as well, it's as the ICANN board has explained to us.
Okay.
All these bullets came directly, as in not the first one, but the next two, are direct quotes from the explanation that we received from Kuo Wei from the last time we met, as to what the board process will be. So all of this is just restating that with using his exact words, which is
I understand that. So that's
yeah.
Yeah. So the way you just proposed to rephrase it would be fine with me.
Yeah, I was going to suggest as the ICANN board has conveyed to the ICG.
Or explained, I think is much clearer.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Kuwei. Kuwei, please. We don't hear you. We don't hear you, and I don't see any indication on your on the mic on Adobe Connect that you actually do talk. So can you check that you're not muted on your computer, please? Okay, Alyssa, in that case, it seems to be difficult to get sound from Kuwei, but there are no more people in the queue.
Okay, well, hopefully we can get him back because I did want to hear his thoughts. And I thought, okay, I thought there was one additional suggestion, perhaps coming from Adiel on the second sentence of B, but perhaps not.
I have a hand up from Martin. So Martin Boyle, please.
It's Martin Boyle here. As I've just said in the chat room, I'm not sure that the ICANN board has explained. I think actually we should be a little bit firmer that the ICANN board confirmed to the ICG that it will send the final proposal to NTIA without making any changes. I think confirmed actually does carry a rather stronger meaning in that it has made a formal commitment that is the process as it will follow. So I would just prefer the word confirmed to explained. Thank you.
I have no problem with that. Anybody else?
No more hand up. And people are confirming. There were Yari think that the idea from Martin was good. And Lynn also agrees with that.
Okay, great. I will take an action to try to also incorporate the two suggestions from Daniel. I was kind of curious about the second suggestion from Daniel and wanted to hear from Kuo Wei, because letter C, again, is exactly what we received, is the words we received from the board. I'm fine with further articulating it because this is our document and it's about our expectations. But let's get that edited in and we'll give a few more days on the list to make sure everyone is comfortable with it.
Daniel has hand up, and then it seems to be the case that there is some problem with audio in Adobe Connect for people that have not dialed in. So we have to take a very careful step forward because it might be the case that people are silent because they have not heard or cannot speak. Daniel, please.
Yeah, just to one more sentence to explain what I mean, what my proposal was, to say in C, to just express our expectation that the board, like anyone, participates in the discussion early on, and that is something I think we can say. That's an expectation of us. It's not a direction to them. Yeah. And also to make absolutely clear that this is in order to provide to prevent any last minute contention. And I think that's the way I phrased it very carefully is not to presume actions by others, but on the other hand, to make clear what the ICG's expectations are and why we're saying that. And I'm not married to the specific words, but more to the intention of expressing that stuff. And I think it's independent of any statement of the ICANN board at this time. It just states our expectation and motivates it.
So Kuwei has written in the chat room, quote, board will participate in a timely manner, end quote. And then there is a question from Jean-Jacques, whether Kuwei's line is satisfactory, question mark. It seems to be a bit weak. Milton suggests addition, quote, to avoid any last minute contention, end quote. And Kuwei says yes. So I think the proposal is actually board will participate in a timely manner to avoid any last minute contention.
Okay. Why don't we go with that? I would like to look at the. It sounded like there was one more sentence proposed by Daniel or something. We can just finalize it on the list. It doesn't sound like this is needs a lot more real-time interaction.
Daniel just wrote in the chat, this wording works for me totally. Let's move on. That's what Daniel
okay.
said.
Great. Okay. So I will just make the edit to B that he suggested as well, and we are good to go on this section. So... I think from now we can start from the top. I thought that one would take us a little bit longer, but perhaps the others will not. So I think we can probably just go here section by section. The more recent edits have been called out. So if anyone has comments, I guess we do all of section one. Well, anyone has comments on step one, let's say, let's talk about step one right now.
There is no hand up.
I had a comment. This is Gary.
Sorry, I misunderstood what you wrote in chat. So, Gary, please.
Yeah, so in section one, you mentioned obtained consensus. And I just wanted to point out that various communities actually have more fine-grained concepts relating to their decision processes. And the obvious example is IETF's rough consensus model. And I'm basically wondering if we should change the text just a little bit, say instead of obtained consensus, say obtained consensus in parentheses as defined in that community's process. And that might actually include not just the actual consensus, but like we at the IETF have some process steps that you go through when you make a decision, like last calls and such. And those are important too.
I see in the chat that Milton suggests obtain sufficient support, but I would like to give the microphone to Manal, please.
Thank you, Patrick. It's on a different part in step one, so if you want to resolve this first, I can wait.
Okay. Wolf Ulrich, is it about this or something else in one?
Hi, it's Wolf Ulrich speaking. I was just commenting on the question of the completeness of the proposals. It turns out that the question for me, what could be our criteria to judge on that? Give you an example. We will receive the proposal from the various communities, and if, for example, as you know, so the naming community is very hard working on the proposal, but the question is then on what we would say with regard to that, what could be complete towards sending that towards the NTIA. So, for example, if a new so-called contract company is proposed for that, to what extent it should, the proposal should be complete with regards to that. So, and under the timeline, that's the question which comes in. So do we have any criteria on judging on that?
Thank you very much, Yari.
I would like to get in the queue as well. Thanks, Patrick.
Okay, Yari, you first, and then Alisa.
Yeah, I mean, Milton made the suggestion of saying obtain sufficient support. And I think that text and some other possible variations are really just variations of the same thing. What I tried to do is to recognize the fact that there are these community processes and that we should not take the two or three words in this document as the definition of what they needed to do, but rather that they should take their definition and do what they normally do.
Alisa?
Which we did in the IPF.
Alisa?
So I was going to respond to both of the last 2 points. I think it's helpful if we try to reflect what we put in the RFP as much as possible. And in the RFP, we ask the communities to report on the steps that they took to obtain consensus and the level of consensus. So I think obtaining consensus is useful for it to use here as well. I'm fine with Yari's edit, but I think we should just be consistent in the terminology and say what we said in the RFP. As far as completeness, to my mind, I was literally thinking of this as a much more sort of mechanical check. Like if, you know, it seems that there's a bullet in the RFP that asks for some meaty subject to be explained by the community, and the explanation was given, but only half of it is there or something, more of like a, I don't know, an editing error or something along these lines, right? That's what I was really thinking about, completeness. I don't know that there's much else that we would be judging in terms of completeness of every bullet that we put in the RFP. I think they're in the later step, and in step two, we have that question about, sufficiency of the whole proposal and so forth, and that might be where we can address some of the questions that Wolf Ulrich raised. But this, I was thinking of as more of a mechanical check.
Milton?
Hello. Yes. I don't think this is as big a deal as I was trying to make it into a minor verbal check. I'm not sure I would call it mechanical like an Alisa, but basically the scenario that I'm envisioning is a substantial part of the community coming out of a process saying, this is being represented to you as consensus or sufficient support, even according to their processes, but we think that isn't true, we were railroaded, whatever. I think we should, in that case, be making a determination as to whether they've actually met that criterion of the RFP. Again, I don't see this happening in any existing process, but it just seemed to me that how, you know, a mechanical check as to what they did is useless.
Sorry, I was talking about the mechanical check, I was referring not to the consensus piece, but to the piece that Wolf Ulrich, the bullet in, the first bullet in B,
okay.
The completeness check, sorry.
I agree,
the consensus check is not mechanical, you sort of need to have to do a qualitative evaluation of, like, did this actually come to pass?
So, I'm happy with what Alisa suggested in the comments, which is whether and how. The only problem I have with what Yari suggested is if a community sort of redefines consensus on the fly, it's as saying it means whatever we say it, we don't want to encourage that. but I understand what he's getting at, and certainly I have seen the IETF process, and they have followed their normal process. So, you know, I would be a bit wary of some of the ambiguities if we just use his current wording, but I don't think it would be a problem. I could accept it.
Thank you. And then over to Manal.
Thank you, Patrick. And just to explain what I already sent over email to, again, I'm flexible for both whether we use whether only or whether and how. I just felt that we don't have a concrete set of criteria that we can evaluate the how on its basis. So we cannot really go into the details of the steps and evaluate whether this is a good or bad, I mean. So I felt that the ICG should be more concerned about the end result, whether this achieved or obtained the necessary consensus. But again, I mean, after this discussion and if how is going to encompass other concerns, again, I'm flexible. On the completeness thing, I share the concern that incomplete might not be, again, easy to check or to evaluate. I read it first, as Alyssa mentioned, which is just a mechanical check. But if it's going to confuse the public, then I think we'd rather delete this. And again, if something is incomplete, then again, it's missing. So if one part is not complete, then maybe this section is missing. So I think it's already included in the word missing. But if it's going to confuse the community, I'd rather have it removed. Thank you.
So this is Patrick. I have a time check. We have 17 more minutes of this call. Wolf Ulrich.
Thanks, Patrick. Being brief, yes. Thanks, Manal. So I would agree to that. Thank you. The second bullet point I had on the B is the timeliness. So, and I refer to that again. So now it is too late if we check that at the end of the when the proposal coming in. So all time questions should be solved as early as possible. And you know, there will be the proposal from the naming country community is scheduled to be sent to us by the end of January, not mid of January. So I really would like to ask the chairmanship of the ICG to contact the other chair as well and ask what to do, what it is. If he can cope with that, then it's okay. So, but that would be one problem I would see here. Thank you.
So this is Alyssa. Patrick, is it okay if I respond to that?
Yes, there are no more hands up.
Okay. So I removed the word incomplete. To me, that seems like a reasonable solution there, I think. It sounds like whether and how is a little bit controversial, so I think whether, we can stick with whether in that third bullet under Section A. So on the timeliness issue, I agree with Wolf Ulrich. I feel that we have put out a timeline, which is our statement about timeliness and what we expect. As we discussed on the call last time, the NAMES community process has a target for the initial phase, which is a couple of weeks after what we had been hoping for. From my perspective, it's within the bounds that we can certainly accommodate it without a problem. I think, assuming that we have two other proposals sitting on the table by January 15, I think taking the time to do this first step for those two can certainly occupy a couple of weeks for a group of this size. And so by that time, we can be, all done with step one for those two, and we'll receive the names proposal if that all happens on time. So for the specific case, I'm not particularly concerned, assuming things continue to progress as they had been progressing. And as I said last time, I'm very impressed with everyone's dedication and all the operational communities to meeting the deadlines roughly meeting the deadlines that we set out. I think I know Adiel had sent further mail on this timeliness question and, sort of documenting what do we do if we get, much further off track than that. And I guess my only issue is that it's because there are, an infinite array of possibilities of how late things could get or when they might come in or what else we will have already done at different phases of the process. If things are late, I just don't know exactly what we can say that isn't extremely generic. Like, we will do the best that we can given whatever we get at whatever time we have received it. I assume that's our general approach. I don't know what other approach we can take. I don't think we can say, no, you're too late. Sorry. I'm just a little bit at a loss in terms of how to make the timeliness check in this process actionable, because I think we've said what we wanted the community to do. People seem to be roughly trying to follow that. If some community or some part of this process goes very much off that timeline, we will have to adjust. I don't know what else we can do, really.
Adiel, please.
This is Adiel. Yes, hi. Yes, Alyssa, I understand that it is a little bit tricky, but my concern is that we are now publishing a document that will let the community know how we will handle a proposal that will come in. And that is an issue that will come up. We clearly know that it will. So it will be good if we don't have a precise process. At least we can say that application that will come after the timeline will be the ICG will assess the acceptance and by consensus agreed or something, at least so that people know what will exactly happen, because it will be a little bit not formal if we do this on fly and the community doesn't know in advance what will happen. And that is in our RFP, and that section B is all about if the proposal meet the RFP requirement, and that is one of the requirements of the RFP. So that's my point.
Thank you, and there are no more hands in the queue.
So I think, maybe this is really more of a general, I don't think it's actually specific to step 1B. I think we can say, at the top of this document someplace, we can find someplace to say as a general statement that we have published a timeline. Our expectation is that we receive things on time, within reason. If we don't, we will continue to follow this process as faithfully as we can, and the timeline, reflected in this document as faithfully as we can. Is that's what you're looking for, something like that?
Anyone that would like to speak?
Yes, I'll be fine if it is stated somewhere on the top. If we can state it on the top, that will be fine. If we are not going to use it as an evaluation criteria, and we put it at least on the top and clarify how we as ICG Collective are going to deal with late coming application, that will be fine for us.
Manal?
Thank you, Patrick. Yes, I would agree to having it also somewhere on the top rather than an evaluation criteria. I would also say that maybe we can put it in a positive way, urging early submissions and meeting the deadline rather than a threatening tone or maybe saying what we will do if we receive late submissions. I can see that the community is working very hard to meet the very tight time frame, and I don't want to give a negative message about it. So I just want, to the extent possible, that this be drafted in a positive way, urging meeting the deadline and early submissions. Thank you.
Okay, this is Alyssa. I will take the action to draft something up and add it there, and hopefully we can close on that on the mailing list. Thank you.
Yari? Yeah, Yari wants to speak.
Yes, and I wanted to, I'm sorry, did I raise my hand? I have something on section 2.
Great, that's exactly where we were going.
Okay. Good. Let's get to my comment. There we are. Okay, so in section 2, you say, do they suggest any arrangements that are not compatible with each other? And I would just make the suggestion that we should change not compatible with each other to not compatible with each other, and then in parentheses, but need to be. And the rationale for this is that not everything, of course, has to be exactly aligned. Quite naturally, like the TLEs in port numbers or radius attributes are allocated in very different ways, and that's fine. But there are interactions. So as an example, special purpose names, and we need to, on both sides, agree what's going to happen with them. But other stuff doesn't necessarily have to be fully aligned.
That seems pretty straightforward to me. I made an edit.
And there are no more hands? Milton says that he likes the change he just made.
Okay.
And now I see Wolf Ulrich and Manal. Wolf Ulrich, please.
Thanks. Wolf Ulrich speaking. Well, it's to the point of 2B, accountability. And it's not... It refers to the timeline as well. Here we say we check again the question of accountability. Do the proposals include appropriate measures and so on? As you may know, yesterday evening was the first meeting of this cross-community working group of the for accountability, and the so-called workstream 1 refers to that what is in 2B here. And if you look to the timeline of that, so, well, this workstream 1 is supposed to be finished, finalized in June, and the proposal shall be sent to the ICANN board by this group. So I'm wondering how this matches together. So the question for me is really with regard to the timeline, and because we could expect that there is maybe nothing in that proposal, how we can find out ways to solve that or to get more explanation from that group. I would like to ask, well, how this group, the ICG, could get in contact to the other group and to solve that. I can personally do that. Raise this question toward the cross-community working group with regard to the timeline, but it may be supported by others from this group. Thank you.
This is Patrick. Yes, I just want to mention where we are because we are now on a 5-minute check. James has suggested changing overlap to interdependencies, and then I have Manal and Elise that has their hands up.
Okay, I think, and then we probably need to close the queue.
Thank you, Patrick and Elissa. I had a suggestion on the very first paragraph, which says, according to the ICG charter, I think maybe we can say, according to the ICG charter, its role is to assemble a single transition proposal from component proposals, not to draft its own. So it's just a matter of switching the order of the sentence. I think it's more clear to state what the role is, not what the role is not. And it also, it is a bit misleading at the beginning, and it doesn't become clear until you finish the sentence. But again, I'm flexible. Also, another suggestion in 2A for the possibly conflicting overlaps, I think maybe instead of saying all possibly conflicting overlaps, we can say any conflicting overlaps, because again, it gives the sensation that we are expecting conflicting overlaps, but I think it may be better to say any possibly conflicting overlaps. I have a question on 2B regarding the accountability and whether we will be returning back if we identify any gaps. Are we going to be returning back only to the operational communities, the relevant operational communities, or are we going also to go back to the accountability working group itself? So this was also a question I have. That's it for two. Thank you.
Elisa?
Hello. I also have a question about number 2B, the accountability. And the text says supported independent accountability mechanisms. Does that presuppose an outcome of the accountability process? Because it could very well be that it would be, you'd have accountability mechanisms that might cover the overlapping pieces, which would not necessarily be independent accountability mechanisms. So are we presupposing, if we use the word independent?
And there are no hands up. But Milton Miller also thinks that interdependencies and or conflicts is clearer than overlaps, as James suggested earlier. Over to you, Elisa.
Okay. So I will attempt some very sort of quick responses, and then we will wrap up and try to figure out the way forward for this. Manal first, I put in your edits as you were talking. I think those are fairly unobjectionable. We'll come back to the point about accountability. I think, so as far as overlaps, again, these are words from the RFP. I think there's even like a section heading in the RFP that is about overlaps. So I do think it's important to stay consistent so that we, you know, when we say this is what we are going to do, this is what we're going to evaluate, it's the same thing that we ask the communities to write about in their proposals. So I think if people can live with trying to reuse those words, I think that would be preferable from my perspective, just so that the community understands that we're not evaluating something different from what we asked them to put in their proposals, and that's where the word overlaps came from. So on the questions about accountability, first, Elise, these words, include appropriate and properly supported independent accountability mechanisms, came directly from our charter. I definitely understand your point, which is that the word independent is ambiguous enough. It doesn't really specify what is independent of what. You interpreted it as, you know, maybe there's a mechanism which covers multiple functions, and therefore they're not independent from each other, which is one interpretation of it, and it could be interpreted other ways. So I'm not exactly sure what to do with that one, since, again, this is just, you know, what we committed to in the charter language. And I don't know how we could further elaborate it necessarily. So that one is a little bit hanging. I don't, if anyone has a suggestion, maybe it could be made on the mailing list for how to handle that one. And then as to the larger questions around accountability mechanisms. So from my perspective, I think the CWG IANA seems to be the body that is producing a names proposal and working towards the timeline that we have set out. And as we discussed before, it's certainly possible, I think, for in any of the communities to elaborate a proposal that they can get to us by the January, or roughly by the January deadline, which points to the items that need to be in place, or that they expect to be in place, or that they hope to have in place, that are possibly the work of other external bodies, that are important components of their proposals being complete, right? So it's certainly possible that the named community can point to work that's expected from the CCWG accountability and say, these are the things that we expect from them, and here's how we're incorporating them into this proposal. So I think we can view the operational community for names as being the CWG IANA, and as long as that the community of people who has developed that proposal feels confident in what they have there, then we shouldn't necessarily second guess it or what have you. Obviously, we have identified the liaisons to the CCWG accountability, that's Kavus and Keith Drazik, and they will be keeping us informed about how the group is progressing. But in general, I think we should sort of stick to this path of having the operational community be our point of contact. If we have any questions about whether what we receive or what is contained in the proposals sufficient and properly supported, or appropriate and properly supported. And that's also to your point, Manal, I think that community should be our point of contact. They obviously have a relationship with the accountability working group as well. So they can leverage that and we can go through them. That would be my suggested approach. I guess we are running a little bit over. Maybe let's just take two more minutes if anyone has responses to that, and then we will wrap up.
Yes, Alyssa, let me just say that that people have said that they understand what Elise has said, but it also has to do with how much it relates to our charter. I also, unfortunately, I need to hang up myself, so I need to hand over the queue. I cannot watch the queue anymore, so thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Patrick. I stopped sharing and I'm back in the room here. So I see Yari in the queue.
Sorry, I didn't realize I was in the queue.
Oh, sorry, it might be left over. I haven't been in the window. And I see Manal in the queue.
Thank you, Alyssa. I just have a small clarification on Section 3. I'll read the sentence because we don't have the document in front of us anymore. The ICG will coordinate with the operational communities to have public comments addressed within their component before assembling an interim final proposal. And I was not very clear what we mean by addressed within their component. I have already also submitted this over email, so if you'd rather we take it online, we can do this. Thanks.
Yeah, let's do that one because I think that one's an easy one to work out. Okay, so I know we're over and people need to drop. We made a lot of progress today, though, and I think actually if there weren't any really, there's one or two more comments in the later section, but I think we can actually resolve all of these on the mailing list. I think this is a useful call. So I will incorporate the further edits from today, call out the remaining items of discussion, If people have suggestions, further text suggestions based on things they said on the call, please send them to the list today if you can. I would love to get this essentially wrapped up and do a consensus call for publication in a few days if possible. So thank you, everyone. And we will also follow up on the mailing list. Patrick will follow up concerning planning for calls next year and ICANN52 and further meetings next year. We don't have our next call on the schedule yet, but I expect that we will have it actually shortly before January 15 is my hope. So we have one more call before we start to receive proposals and engage in this process that we've all been just discussing. So thank you, everyone, for joining.
Yeah, right.